The studios this afternoon from a little show that's, well, it's not doing all that well at the moment, unfortunately. Don't mention the war. The chase is war and everything.
Robbie.
Craig Rucastle and Chris Taylor.
Very good afternoon, Robbie Buck. How are you?
God, I guess I'm sick of reading your names in the paper every bloody day. It's just like...
And every story
and the chase has done this. And the boys from the chaser have done that.
It's not very helpful for us. People think, you know, there's that old cliche that no publicity is bad publicity. But when you've got major broadsheets in all the cities of Australia pretty much printing our material before we've had a chance to do it, it kind of is unhelpful. It's like we're plagiarising the press when we finally come out on a Wednesday night with our show. It's like we've just taken an idea from the paper and regurgitated it verbatim.
You're talking about my show. Sorry. Anyway, listen, it's good to have you boys in. What was the... I did say the cartoon character that looks like The Simpsons was actually drawn by The Simpsons artist.
Matt Groening.
Was it? Yeah, I know, he's a huge fan.
Yeah.
Somebody got somebody in America, some 19-year-old artist in America, to do a picture of us as The Simpsons.
Mm.
And Taylor was very sad because it made it look like he had quite a paunch.
To give him a bit of a beer gut, didn't
Chris
it?
Doesn't realise he's got a paunch.
I tell you, one man who hasn't been...
They didn't get the gap in Rucastle's teeth quite wide enough. Yeah.
One man who hasn't had a caricature in a Simpsons style done for him is Mr. Sterling Addison. How are you on this Friday afternoon?